very, very blessed to be taken under the wing of a great man for a lot of years. To me, he was much more than just a band teacher. In fact, he was a personal mentor. I can remember several occasions where he would try to talk me into dating this girl or that girl. But he taught us integrity and teamwork and commitment, involvement, adventure, and for sure, fun. He inspired a love of playing music. And the other day I got to thinking about this and realized that of all the things that I love to do the most, he pretty much touched them all. On Sunday and Monday of this week, we went skiing, and he used to love to ski, and we would go skiing together. On tomorrow, I'll be playing piano for our church over in Mukilteo, and he was my piano teacher. On Monday, I'll be leading a brass quintet over there in our community, and he taught us that. And in fact, I spent 30 years in the Air Force, much of that flying fighters. And the Air Force did this program to try to figure out what kind of attributes make a person a good pilot, and in particular, a good fighter pilot in a moving situation like that. And they thought, well, maybe it's engineering skills, or maybe it's this or that, and another thing. And the only thing that they could get any correlation to was band, and in fact, marching band, because of the skills that it teaches you and the teamwork and having to make decisions and go, and you can't stop. So he taught us all of those things. And he taught us to have a dream and to go for the dream with gusto. I began my experience with Ken Fisher, as did all of the class of 1970, in the fifth grade. It was new to us, and he was new to Deer Park. And so it was a great experience for us. Now, I also happen to have the advantage of having a big brother, Gary, who was in the band as a senior that year, class of 1963. And he told us about the new guy coming in and the good experiences that they were, and he thought it was great. Of course, he was in the trombone section with Ken Fesser and a bunch of the other guys that I'm sure Leslie Ann Grove truly loved. But over the years, we progressed from clanging and blatting and squawking to a fairly cogent musical group by the time we reached high school. I also had Ken Fisher for a typing teacher when I was a freshman in high school, and so I was selected to do special projects for him as a typing student, which really, I found out, was writing letters to the folks that were going to host us on our trip to Calgary in 1967, which was great. And true to Ken Fisher form, these letters had to be perfect. So if I type, you know, this is the old da-da-da-da-da, you know, there wasn't backup and delete and stuff like we have now. If it wasn't perfect, it was a do-over. So that was a pretty good experience for me too. But what a trip that jaunt to Calgary was for the Calgary Stampede. We went by a big bus caravan up there, and we saw and did so much more than just go to a parade. We stopped and we toured Fort Steele. We saw Cranbrook. We did sightseeing at Banff and Lake Louise. We got to swim in Radium Hot Springs. Once we were up in Calgary, we got to see the zoo and the botanical garden and a tour of the city. And then we got around to doing what we went there to do, which was marching the parade up there. But then we spent a whole day at the Stampede, seeing the fairs and the shows up there. And we got to open the evening show, the big one, in the big stadium up there. And I can remember we played O Canada for them up there. And he was adamant that Canadians do not like hearing O Canada go too slowly. So we could move through O Canada, and we did. And we might have set a speed record for getting through that puppy, but it was good. That was my start of getting to be a drum major in the high school. And Dave Grunstrom kind of led me and helped me through that. I'd been a drum major in the junior high, but that was pretty fun between my freshman and sophomore year. The Canadians were great hosts, as we found, and we were a little bit surprised by the amount of partying that was available. Not to say that anybody did anything, but there were things to do up there for the adventurous. Ken Fisher somehow anticipated that and had developed a set of rules. As Leslie Ann said, he read us the riot act. So, I kind of enjoyed seeing some of these rules. No drinking, no smoking, no shoplifting, no swearing, No drugs, no fighting, no vandalism, no improper clothing. This is a good one. No excessive boy-girl relationships. I'm not sure I got that one right. No talking and no flirting with strangers. So it was pretty. We had fun anyway. But we did all of that 4 days for $45 a person. And that included our catered meals and bus transportation and a rental truck, and we had to pay for a custodian someplace and all of that. Ken Fisher made it a whole life experience, not just a bus trip to a parade. Over the next year, couple of years, we had the usual events, the torchlight parades, the WSU band days, football games, concerts, settlers parade, picnic parades, and other smaller trips in the region. Then late in the summer of 1969, I was working down at the OK Tire Shop for Mr. Fackenthal, Alan Fackenthal, and I got a telephone call from a pretty excited Ken Fisher. We were going to the Rose Bowl parade, which I found a little bit hard to digest at the point because I had no idea we were even trying to go to the Rose Bowl. But we were. So he pointed out that there were three small tasks that we needed to take underway here. One was to plan the trip, two was to raise the money, three was to prepare the band and the drill team. Little things. And we had a couple months to do it, so it worked. Ken provided the vision and the stimulus, but the town and the boosters and the school took on the challenge, and we went for it. It was interesting to see. We had a band booster program that was incredible, and I see some of the folks around here, Lorraine Olson, Helen Huffman, Janice Snook, and many, many others that really put their heart into this trip and event. We sold a few cans of Almond Roca. We sold a few yellow buttons that said Tournament of Rose Bowl Parade. We had pancake breakfasts, we had dances, and we had some generous donations and contributions from businesses and people. There were tons of newspaper articles, TV and radio spots, and signs all over creation. Mr. Fisher chose the song Swanee, if you might remember that. One that we had done before, fairly unique, but he was adamant that we were not going to go down there and play Everything's Coming Up Roses. So we had covers made for the sousaphone bells, we had new signs made for up front, and I think we even had paint on the side of the bass drums to say that we were in the Tournament of Roses. And we started rehearsing, and we started marching, and we marched, and we marched, and we marched, and we started out on Colville Road, and we used to do it during band period. But then that wasn't enough because we couldn't go far enough just in band period. So we started doing evenings and weekends until we could stretch that out. We could go 3 miles in one way, 3 miles come back. That got us 6 miles because the parade was going to be 5.5 miles. And so that worked pretty good. And the band members, you know, it was a feat to do that, but not so bad. But I always wondered how the drill team and the high steppers and the twirlers could do that because, I mean, they were so very physically active all the way through that, but they were in incredibly good shape. Ken Fisher was always so proud of his drill team, and they were very popular, and when you think about it, it was all after school stuff that they did. It was just amazing. Well, the money was raised, and the band and the drill team were ready, and off we went. All the usual rules that I mentioned, like for going up to Calgary, but there were a few more. No hippie-type clothing. No paisley prints. No summer-type psychedelic clothing. I guess he just didn't want us going off the deep end down in Southern California. And as we all know, the 60s weren't so kind to some of us. We flew down there on U.S. Air and Vance Air, which I think was this old propeller-driven machine we were hoping would get into the air and actually come down where it was supposed to. And it did. We got to stay on the UCLA campus in one of the dorms down there. That worked out pretty well. And just like at Calgary, we didn't just go down there for the parade. There were so many other things we got to do, too. We toured Universal Studios. A few of us got to go to the Wrigley Mansion, and then there was a McDonald's All-American High School band. We did a band competition in front of the Pasadena City Hall, and I have to really hand it to Ken Fisher for this one. We minimized that thing. I mean, all we needed to do was march out and turn and play, and then he had the drill team do their thing for the actual motion in there. And I thought that was a touch of class, because it wasn't his objective to go down there and spend a whole lot of brain bites and a whole lot of energy in doing a band competition in front of the Pasadena City Hall. He wanted us to go down there, experience the life of the parade, and do those types of things and not get all confused with other stuff. And I was impressed with that. I still am. The Tournament of Roses parade was wonderful. The weather was great. The TV coverage was great. 5.5 miles, the first five went great. The last half were uphill. And those seemed like as long as the first five, if I recall. Dan Huffman, Mike Smith, and I were spending a lot of time marching backwards. Then we probably all still have some blisters on the back of our heels from that. But it was a proud time to belong and a remarkable life experience. The next day we went to Disneyland. We took part in a big parade down there. I think a couple of the guys were assaulted by Goofy and Mickey Mouse. But about 6 weeks later, on the 15th of February, we gave a Thanks for the Memories concert at the school here in this auditorium to say thanks to the city that supported us, the band boosters, the school, the contributors, businesses, and families that did so much. We played TV clips from the parade day coverage, and it's quite a tribute to Gordon Grove that he has captured those things so we can still see them. Scrapbook was presented, which is a gold mine of memories. All of us who got to go said thanks for the memories then, and we're saying it still today to the man who made it all possible. A man with vision and energy and love for his band and his drill team, for his school and his community. A man who was and is bigger than life. It would be interesting to know how many of his former students became teachers or music teachers or remain involved in the music industry somehow, professionally or at their church or just for their own enjoyment, as a result of inspiration from Ken Fisher. Ken Fisher, the man who taught us all how to live in color instead of black and white.